This is GIS News. Coming up, police targets organized criminal groups island-wide. Loans on SIP registry to attract fee come January 2015, and JADCO prepared for revised water code. The news in detail after the break.
The teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
But her dreams give her wings and she flies to...
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Now the news. Minister of National Security Peter Bunting says the Jamaica Constabulary Force is reclaiming public property used by criminal organizations to fund their operations. Minister Bunting, who was speaking recently on the Jamaica Information Service television program Issues and Answers, noted that most organized criminal networks are driven by commercial motives and the strategy is to choke off their supply of funds.
So wherever criminal groups have commandeered parking lots and then they proceed to operate it as a commercial parking facility, wherever they've commandeered any public space or public facility and using it to turn a profit, using it to extort payment from public passenger vehicles, the police are really targeting these areas to choke off the fuel, so to speak, for the criminal organizations.
The areas being targeted by the police include downtown Kingston, Spanish Town, Montego Bay, and several town centers across the island. The company's Office of Jamaica, COJ, is advising the public, particularly financial institutions, that effective January 1, 2015, all loans, pre-existing or new, which are being entered on the security interests in personal property SIP registry, will attract a registration fee. Currently, a $1,000 fee is charged for each notice of a new loan granted by a financial institution which it enters on the SIP registry, while pre-existing loans are registered for free. Chief Executive Officer of the COJ, Judith Ramligan, says December 31, 2014, will officially mark the expiration of the one-year transitional period for persons to register pre-existing loans on the SIP registry free of cost.
For the transitional period, one-year period, the pre-existing notices attracted no fee. They were done free of cost. But come January 1, 2015, they will attract a fee of $1,000.
The SIP registry is a repository of information on non-real estate assets being tendered as collateral for securing loans under the SIP Act. The management of the Manivo Regional Hospital in Manchester has secured an additional 4 acres of land in keeping with its strategic plan to further develop and expand the institution's facilities and services. The property adjacent to the hospital on Caledonia Road in Mandeville was acquired from the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing. Chief Executive Officer of the hospital, Alwyn Miller, says consideration is being given to relocating the outpatient department, which is earmarked for expansion. Mr. Miller says the acquisition will also provide the opportunity to explore development and installation of additional water storage tanks and rainwater harvesting facilities.
One of the concerns that we have always had, we do have our storage facility here. The usage of the hospital has grown since it was established and it can no longer store sufficient water for us beyond maybe a few days.
The CEO of the Madiba Hospital says the management is hopeful that these projects will be complemented by the installation of eco-friendly renewable energy facilities. He was speaking in an interview with GIS News. And the Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission, JADCO, says it has made the necessary preparations to adopt the revised World Anti-Doping Agency Water Code and international standards, which take effect on January 1, 2015. Executive Director for JADCO, Kerry Brown, says JADCO is almost finished with the necessary adjustments to its new anti-doping rules and regulations that will ensure the agency can abide by the new water code.
We are currently working on our anti-doping rules that will come into effect on the 1st of January 2015. And I would say we are very close to the finishing line, so we should have our rules before the end of this year and have them published and gazetted so that we'll be code compliant.
Mr. Brown adds that the relevant stakeholders will be sensitized about the new rules early next year. That was the GIS News. I'm Ejiwe James Soyez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.